So here's some of what our emailer wrote. When my previous boss retired, the second in command went for the job but didn't get it. An outsider did, and now there's a huge conflict between them. Some staff have supported the outsider who came in, others never got over it. I try to stay out of the politics, but it's proving very difficult. The second in line resents anyone who supports the new boss, and the new boss is making life difficult for some staff who are strongly associated with the second in line. It's a nightmare environment to work in. Nightmare indeed, Brandon. Can she stay out of this?
Difficult to stay out of it.
So if she can't stay out of it, what has she got to do?
So there's a couple things. First, she needs to ask herself, is this affecting my job performance? Most cases, stuff like this does affect job performance.
I would think.
So she could go to either HR or someone above and say, both individuals are great. This isn't about them as people. I like them both personally, but this stress and strain and this infighting, it's not letting me do my job, right? And she'll have to provide examples. Now, to do that right, you need to do it as a team. So she doesn't want to do it by herself. If you do it by yourself, they'll label you as the troublemaker. But if you do it as a team, they'll never label the team as the troublemaker. Then they'll always actually look to the boss or bosses. Another strategy she could do, she had a little more good relationship with both of those two bosses and felt a little more courageous. She could go to each of them individually and say, hey, look, I got to tell you, you know, while I respect you and really value my working relationship with you, this dynamic you've got with that person over there, it's really causing a lot of stress for me. And I know I'm not the only one and we're not able to get our work done. And I don't know how to fix that, but I want you to know that it was having a real impact on the team's performance. And to be able to deliver that message to both of them can be extremely powerful. It can be the wake-up call.
And it sounds like you're saying team approach in talking to the individual bosses would be good, too, if you could rally the troops.
You're safe. You're safe because they can't fire the whole team. And if they do fire the whole team, then whoever their boss is going to say, what'd you just do? Why'd you do that? And then it'll point a finger at the real problem. I've seen teams go together like this to HR or to their boss's boss. And within 24 hours, their boss is removed.
Is that pretty much the end game? Somebody, one of these two has to be gone for things to get better?
Likely, yes. They don't necessarily have to be fired. But it does mean that somebody's going to have to be relocated or those roles are going to have to be redefined or reclarified. Someone needs to get promoted or moved to another place. Because part of what we're hearing in all this is it's a turf war. She's caught in the middle of a turf war. And so eventually, the only way you're going to remove that is somebody's agenda has to get removed and sent somewhere else.
I've been talking with Brandon Smith, a career coach and leadership consultant. Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Joshua, looking forward to next week.